All right, that bumper music right there, that's a song called Dialogue by the group Chicago. I know I've played it on here before, and that's, you know, in this day and age, that's just something that we are lacking in this world. But these three gentlemen that are in with us this morning can kind of help show people the way when it comes to that. The Interfaith Amigos are joining us here this morning, a group of three gentlemen got together after 9/11. And should I say performance or you speak to people? I'm not sure which
presentation.
Presentation. Yeah. There you go. Presentation. Joining us this morning, starting to my right, Rabbi Ted Falcon. Rabbi, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so much for coming. Also, Pastor Don McKenzie.
Yeah, good morning. Also glad to be here, Tom. Thank
you. And I appreciate Don because he's originally from Carlinville, Illinois, and I was wearing my Cardinal shirt today, so I got some love there. And also, Imam Jamal Rockman, good morning.
How good morning. Are you? I am very good, doing very good. Delighted to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in with us this morning. All right, well, first off, I will start with you, Rabbi. How did you guys get together, find each other, and when did this happen?
Pastor Don and I were part of a Jewish-Christian dialogue group in Seattle, Washington. Before 9/11, Interfaith was essentially Jewish and Christian. Imam Jamal and I met as part of a board of a group wanting to start a spiritual university. When 9/11 happened, Jamal was the first person I called, and I invited him to join me at the Shabbat service, the Friday night service that week, because I felt people had to see a different face of Islam than the one that was being blasted through the media. And that was the first time we worked together.
Right, yes.
We enjoyed listening to each other, and we just started working together.
And Tommy became very good friends, and we realized that is the key to overcoming polarization, to connect on a human level. And we realized we are members of the same Abrahamic family, cousins, but a very dysfunctional Abrahamic family. And then we realized our third cousin was missing. That's where Don comes in.
So Ted called me to say that he and Jamal and some others were planning an event to mark the first anniversary of 9/11. And would I like to be a part of it? Could it be at my church in Seattle? And I said yes. And after it was over, the three of us looked at each other and said, we can't stop now, not having a clue what that meant, except I think we each knew that we brought an intuition that if we could penetrate the barriers that have historically separated our traditions, we might be able to cooperate on some of the great moral issues the world is facing.
You know, it's interesting. It's got to be tough because I'm guessing for all three of you, from within your own faith, there are people that give you a hard time about this relationship or people that profess to be of the same faith. And no matter that, but you probably find people that will give you a hard time about this relationship.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes intra-faith dialogue is even more difficult than inter-faith dialogue. There was one time when I was attacked in the Jewish press for having Jamal Rahman as a friend. However, the larger, most of the community knows that we need to increase deeper dialogue and deeper understanding between groups if we're ever going to come together in meaningful ways to collaborate on solving some of the problems that need us all.
Well, it's tough because I think, especially in the United States, we are so secular. And Pastor Don, you see that, I'm sure, that, Baptists, we don't believe what they believe. Methodists or Presbyterians or whatever the case may be. You probably see a lot of that, and that makes it a little bit harder. And as he said, intra-faith is just as tough.
It is. In fact, we had a very important meeting with a friend of mine who is a conservative Christian pastor, and he was willing to have a frank conversation with us. And at one point, we said, do you think that Christianity is really the only way to healing, to salvation? And there was silence. And then he said, I don't know. He said, but I couldn't say that to my congregation. And we were very moved by his frankness and his candidness. And we wish we could have more conversations like that, because it's not about whether someone's right and wrong. It's about really having cards face up on the table and seeing what we do with those things after we develop the trust that Jamal was talking about, that helps that to happen.
Imam Jamal Rockman, and I'm guessing around that time, obviously around 9/11, and since then it's been extra tough for you to get your message out there. Do you have some of the same issues within your faith of people saying things like, well, how can you be friends with this Jewish rabbi?
You mean the interfaith?
Interfaith,
oh, yes.
Yeah,
that's a universal problem because mm-hmm. there's a spectrum of so many different views within the same religion. But once again, the key is, you know, in metaphorical terms, if you can share three cups of tea with the other, listen, respect, connect, that really is the best way to overcome this divide. And then you create the space to collaborate on issues that are dear to all of us, social justice issues and earth care.
Absolutely. Well, talk a little bit about, well, I'll start with you, Imam, the presentation that you gentlemen do. Talk a little bit about the message.
The message is really that religious literacy is very critical. The message is that there is a way to conduct interfaith dialogue. And basically, there's several steps. We'll talk about that. And the message is that, you know, the problems of our world, no matter what sector we're talking about, is so huge, so large that no one nation, no one culture, no one religion can solve that. We have no choice but to cooperate and to collaborate.
Absolutely. And I know you guys add some humor. Okay, which one of you or all three add the humor?
We all do, I think. Yeah, we have a good time. One time, I think it was Ted's 40th anniversary celebration, when he had been ordained 40 years, we sat down and I said, let's all cross our legs at the same time, like the Three Stooges, you know? And we did it, and we got a huge laugh. And then I said, we are Three Stooges fans. In fact, we are the very incarnation of their famous phrase, I tried to think, but nothing happened.
There you go. That's perfect.
That's probably the most watched YouTube thing we had.
Yeah. The Interfaith Amigos joining us this morning. Rabbi Ted Falcon, again, a little bit about the message you guys present. And I know you also have some programs out there for people that they can find on your website and to kind of get more of the message you present.
We do have interfaithamigos.com, has some of the videos of the TEDx presentations we've done, as well as some other material. We've written three books together. We had no idea when we started working together that 16 years later we would have developed this, because there was no model. It's just as we worked and as we got to know each other, it became clear that a deeper spiritual understanding is required to appreciate how interconnected we all are, so that we can reduce this natural tendency to dehumanize the other, to somehow allow differences of opinion and differences of belief without diminishing our capacity to honor each other as dignified expressions of a single life.
Yeah, that kind of goes to what you said, Imam, that basically we all came from the same place.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we're so grateful to Knox College and to the Director of Spiritual Life, Monica, for inviting us.
Monica, let me ask you, the presentation at Knox today, is it anything that's open to the public, or is this just for Knox students?
It's absolutely open to the public. Okay. You know, Knox College is part of the Galesburg community, so we want as many from the community to come and join us, to come and have conversation with us. One reason I invited my brothers from Seattle to be here with us is that Knox College has a high percentage of Islam students. And I want them to get to know Galesburg, and I want Galesburg to get to know them. And how do we have conversations with each other, since we are a primarily Christian community with our one temple?
what time will the presentation be today, and where?
It's at 7 p.m. at Kresge Hall.
Kresge Hall tonight, 7 o'clock. All right. Monica, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Again, the Interfaith Amigos, Knox College, 7 o'clock tonight. And just a really great message. Anything else you guys would like to add if somebody is thinking about coming to listen to your message tonight?
You know, I want to say that please realize that interfaith is not about conversion. Right. It is about completion, becoming a more complete, developed being. That's our basic message.
Is that where you see, I'll ask you this, Pastor Don, some of the infighting, is it that attempt at conversion?
I think so, yes. And that's been historic, as you know. I mean, there's a lot to share about each of our traditions, but it needs to be shared in an open way and not coercive or pressured and so forth, because there's so much to know that could be could help us to lead to healing.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I talked about our country being secular. Honestly, even in our community here, there have been, you know, we do have a Christian school that goes K through 12, and we do have a Catholic school that goes just through eighth grade. But it's been tough. There have been many attempts at different, either whether it's a Christian school or a Baptist school. And the Catholic school at one time went all the way through 12, but that disbanded. This was been, I think, early 70s. So even in a town like this, it's so secular that it's even hard to put a school together under one particular religion.
One of the things that people need to understand is that the lack of specific religious affiliation is not the same thing as a lack of spirituality, a lack of spiritual consciousness, a lack of awareness of the interconnection of all being. So in our presentations, we welcome people of whatever background and of no background.
Right.
Because the people who are call themselves spiritual but not religious is a growing group of people who are disaffected by institutional religion, but not disinterested in spiritual values and the reality of interconnection.
And I suppose this is not a case where you are preaching to people, any of the three of you, at your presentation.
Well, Don preaches.
No.
We just demonstrate through our friendship.
There you go. Okay.
What are the possibilities? Mm-hmm. And people say, if we just stood together and said nothing at all, we'd be fulfilled, because they can sense we are friends.
Which, and I think that's the number one thing that surprises people when they see the three of you and see your backgrounds.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
And at the end of our presentations, we share the Interfaith Amigos theme song. Mm-hmm. And we're convinced that that's really what people come for.
They come for the music.
Do you actually sing it?
Or yes.
No, we sing it.
Really?
It's on the YouTube. If they go to TEDx.
Oh, I have to pull that up. I will definitely have to pull that up.
It's got Arabic, Hebrew, and English.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And some of our students already know it, so they'll be singing back with you tonight.
Perfect.
One more thing I want to say is those of us who do practice our religions, we may hear something we've never heard before tonight. And I just want us all to be open to that. Yes. That we do have specificity in our practice, but what the three amigos bring, the interfaith amigos bring, is that we all also have the universality in our relationships and our relationship to God. So I look forward to a great night in Galesburg.
And Tom, I just want to say, atheists and agnostics can be very religious. They simply call God by a different name. They call it justice, compassion, humanity.
There you go, and there's something I never thought of that way. Thank you. Again, the Interfaith Amigos tonight, Kresge Hall at Knox College, 7 o'clock, open to the public. Imam Jamal Rockman. It's getting it all together. Yeah, you told me you've been called worse.
You said it beautifully. Thank you.
Pastor Don McKenzie, Rabbi Ted Falcon, thank you to all of you, and hopefully we'll get a lot of people there tonight.
That'd be great.
Thank you for your gracious
time. Great to talk to you.